Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
The Sabres scored 5 in the first period to defeat the Devils 7-1 on Founders Night yesterday, extending their point streak to 4 games. Linus Allmark made 44 saves. Jack Eichel, another 3 points with a goal and 2 assists. Connor Sheary, 2 goals. Johan Larsson had 3 assists in the victory. Jeff Skinner, Victor Olofsson, and Henry Jokiharju also scored. Rasmus Asplund recorded his first NHL goal, an absolute beauty. And then Sabres next are at the Flames on Thursday for a 9 p.m. puck drop. Blackhawks assistant coach Mark Crawford was not behind the bench in Chicago's 4-0 loss to the Blues last night amid an investigation into his conduct with another organization. Former NHL forward Sean Avery claims Crawford kicked him on the bench while he was playing for the Kings during a loss to the Predators on December 23, 2006. The Blackhawks released the following statement. The Chicago Blackhawks will be conducting a thorough review of assistant coach Mark Crawford based on recent allegations that have been made regarding his conduct with another organization. Mark Crawford will be away from our team during this time, and the organization will have no further comment until the completion of the review. Forward Chandler Stephenson was traded to the Golden Knights yesterday by the Capitals for a 5th-round pick in the 2021 NHL Draft. Stephenson has 3 goals and 1 assist in 24 games this season, 33 points in 168 NHL games, all for the Capitals. Coming up on One Bills Live with John Murphy and Steve Tasker, they'll be joined by Good Morning Football's Kyle Brandt, former Bills quarterback Joe Ferguson, and NFL.com reporter Judy Batista. Tune in from noon to 3. And the Seahawks beat the Vikings 37-30 in Monday Night Football. Russell Wilson threw for 240 yards. That's your sports update for today. Riv, thanks for putting him in my
Is that all you're thinking about? I
absolutely beat down Jeff Koltnack back there, I guess, in our fantasy football. Riv did my team for me. So why are you laughing at that?
Well, you know, what do we have coming up here next week Andrew?
I just realized because I read the sports update and I saw Russell Wilson through it. I was like, oh, I wonder how I ended up doing because you did my whole fantasy football thing for me last week. He's been managing my team. Thank you very much. Manages everybody's team, in fact.
And absolutely crushed it, by the way.
But yeah, but I had no part of it, so I don't gloat. I don't know if you know this. I'll gloat when I deserve to gloat. You'll learn that about me. But I, you know, I'm not really much of a gloater. But yes, I did handle Jeff Koltnack and Russell Wilson.
What we call a beatdown.
Yeah, it was a good one, I guess. And I go head to head with you this week. Nothing really in there. Other there was something I wanted to mention. What were we talking about before the break? Taylor Hall. Yesterday we talked about Taylor Hall. I think that this is our new Steve Stamkos. This is our new John Tavares. Maybe a little bit of a tear down. He had one super, super human season. He's a very good hockey player.
No question.
Somebody wrote an article saying somebody's going to maybe overpay him on an 8-year, $80 million deal or give up the farm to trade for him. And he's a phenomenal player. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal player.
So how does that work, though?
Is your battery dying?
No.
Oh. So what?
He won't get an 8-year deal unless he signs with New Jersey.
Well, I think if he's traded before the deadline. If he's traded before the deadline, I believe he's still eligible for an 8-year deal. If that rule is wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like we dealt with that with a player here in Skinner.
Okay.
I think.
and somebody
what
else.
What are you going to have to pay Taylor Hall?
Well, it's not. I don't even think it matters. Does he want to stay there? That's the bigger question, because I don't know that $12 million
there's no way
to keep him there.
There's no way that there's no way Taylor Hall will stay with this with New Jersey. And I'm not saying New Jersey is a terrible organization, because it's not.
It's not.
It's not even
a bad place to play in terms of being a player. It's actually player. Surprisingly amazing, minus the property tax, but surprisingly amazing.
Yeah. I believe, you know, just looking at the team in which they are building, they're years away, I think, from being anywhere near a team that's not contending. I'm not even talking about contending. We're talking about building something. You know, I know they have Nico Hischier, but I look at Nico Hischier not as an elite player in this league. Jack Hughes is going to be a nice player, but it's going to be 5 years before Jack Hughes is the Jack Hughes that everybody looks upon, the first overall draft pick. There's just not a lot of pieces on the team that are that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I just don't see at all where this team is going. And I think Taylor Hall to be on this team, I'm not sure that this is the right spot for him to play. But, you know, I mean, you have to understand there's only a certain amount of teams in the National Hockey League that can take on
$6 million right now. He's $6 million right now, but that's not for long. He's only $6 million for another 60 games.
Yeah.
55 games. And then what does he get? I think that's the biggest question. And for me, does Jersey want to keep him? Do you think? Wait a second. I mean, like, do they, he was hurt a couple years ago. Is he the same player? I can honestly sit here and tell you that I watched him last night. I didn't really notice him.
I noticed that he was, without question, one of the fastest guys in the ice.
Well, of course, he is every night, but a lot of players in this league are fast.
Okay, but who's he playing with? I mean, you're only as good as the team that you're on. I mean, we can sit there and rag on all those guys that played for the Sabres in the last number of years. It wasn't a good hockey team. It really wasn't. So when you're looking at the individual players, the individual struggled, and it's just going to be the same thing like Taylor Hall. He's going to struggle on this team because they just don't have the talent.
I think we know. I don't know. I'm in no position to sit here and question a player of his
caliber.
Would
you want him? Let's just get.
Of course I would. How much? Of course I would. But I feel like we have him. We have Skinner. Like, why? I don't understand. Like, if we feel we need another one of these guys, then yes. But I mean, I feel like Jeff Skinner. I think Skinner's better. I think Skinner's better right now than Taylor Hall. And I think a lot of people would say, how are you saying that? He was a Hart Trophy winner. Keyword was. He was a Hart Trophy winner.
Okay.
And he's not back to that player. I wouldn't even give him that he was back there when he got hurt with 37 points in 33 games. He was only on pace for 25 goals. Mm-hmm. The year that he exploded, he had 39. So I would personally rather have Skinner at $9 million than potentially. But if we can find a way... We can find a way to get this guy in our lineup for a cap friendly number. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's doable. Not my place to even try.
It's going to cost you to try and pluck him from New Jersey right now, because this is a big piece. This is a game changing piece for their rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was taking a sip of my coffee. I thought you could fill 3 more seconds for me. Yeah. So what are you saying? I mean, you got to act fast. Cause I guess the point is here is I don't see him going back to New Jersey. Period.
End I don't story, either
for any amount of money.
I don't either. He's like, on a $6 million salary this year, which is manageable. There's a lot of teams that are in cap issues. There's not a lot of teams in this league right now that even have the potential to take on a $6 million salary. But there are some very interesting teams near the bottom of the 2019-20 cap space.
Wow.
And there's two teams that are glowing.
Colorado and New York.
Islanders,
to be clear.
That's right. The Islanders and Colorado Avalanche.
You think that Shiro is going to give Lou Lamoriello with his player? That'd be tough. That would be tough. I would be amazed to see that deal happen. They have the cap space.
They have the cap space, and there's not a lot of teams out there that have the cap space to take on a player like Taylor Hall. You're going to be giving away a first-round draft pick. You're going to have a rostered player. You're going to have a rookie. You're going to get a lot for Taylor Hall. And they have to make that trade. They have to make the trade. I don't see Taylor Hall at this point in time.
What was the red flag for you? Was it when he talked about how, and I believe the quote is, you know, the way John Tavares handled it, you know, paraphrasing that he felt that they handled it the right way, the best way, keeping it quiet and not talking about it.
Yes.
And then kaboom, gone, July 1, pajamas.
Everybody speculated. They didn't hear one thing come out from either side. The problem is I don't believe that the New Jersey Devils are going to do the same as what the Islanders did with Tavares. The Islanders hoped and prayed that they were going to get Tavares back. And they elected not to trade him at the deadline. Well, New Jersey is not in that situation to be able to allow Taylor Hall to just go into unrestricted free agency and hope that he comes back. There is no way that they can do that. So he will be traded beforehand.
Yeah. All right. Interesting conversation. I just thought that, you know, because we played them last night and we got to see them and we had Ken Danico on yesterday. And the news is just, I think the question mark was always there. I think it's, you know, you saw them bring in Subban. You saw them bring in Wayne Simmonds. You know, they made a couple, you know, key acquisitions in the offseason to expect to help bolster their roster, and they've gone the other way. So, yeah. I mean, you know, I think the result of their team and where they finish and how they play and their performance would have been a huge indicator of whether or not Taylor. Now, if they're at the top of the standings and he's, you know, fourth in the league in scoring, I'm pretty sure he's probably looking at re-signing there, right? I mean, all things are better when you're winning, but
things are just not going well there right now. And I'm going to tell you this: you know, you look at Buffalo as a destination. They've never, in a very, very long time, been in a situation where, you know, this organization can say we have elite players. We have a Jack Eichel who is one of the best players in the game. We have the Jeff Skinners that have re-signed here because he believes in what's being built here. We have young players, Sam Reinhart. You have young players in Olofsson that have played exceptionally well. We have our defense core. This is a very, very nice defense core to be able to get you the pucks and make hockey plays. It's a skilled defense core. I mean, there's a lot of very positive things moving forward for the Buffalo Sabres. And I think if you were to look at acquiring a player of the stature of a Taylor Hall years ago, there's no way he would want to come here. But now, I think Buffalo is looked upon very differently in the players' eyes because they see the transition. They see the good things.
Good players want to play with good players.
Good players want to. It's extremely important. Because the top guys are going to get money wherever they go. Mm-hmm. Now you're just basically picking.
You want to get the money and be assured that you're going to be playing with guys that can help get you the points to back it up.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. And, you know, Buffalo has been slowly built, but you can certainly see the light. And it's going to be a destination that I think that players of big stature like a Taylor Hall would definitely consider Buffalo.
I'll give everybody an analogy or a hypothetical. Say in 4 years, you have there's a top tier, and I don't know what's going to happen with the D pairings. I'm spitballing here, ladies and gentlemen. I think everyone takes everything for fact, right? But say in 4 years, you have a top-tier right-handed shot defenseman that's a free agent who wants to hit the market, and you might have a defenseman named Rasmus Dahlin who we don't know where his ceiling is going to go. You can say part of your lure is, oh, we've got the perfect spot for you, right?
Yep.
Like, you're going to sign here. We're going to give you the money. And then not only on top of that, you're going to play with Rasmus Dahlin. Or you're going to play on a line with Jack Eichel. Or you're going to play on a – you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like people need to understand that players, they go places not just because, you know, they're getting paid, but because – or because it's sunny, but because they're going to have players to play
players
with.
Are greedy. They want the money and they want to play in a place that can win.
But it's always sunny when you're winning.
That's right.
I will tell you this. There are guys, and I hate to do it to your Riv, but in 04 or 05, 06, and 06, 07, you would have thought it was 90 and clear skies on the snowiest day ever here in Buffalo. I mean, it was going to the rink. There's nothing beat it. Nothing beats. I don't care where you're playing. Tampa, when you pull up in your convertible or you pull up in your SUV that you had to brush off with snow. If you're winning... Winning's all that matters, and guys producing, of course, right? Because you want your stars to be happy. Let's do state of the Sabres. We said we'd talk about it. Schedule coming up. You talked about it, and you can't look back. You can't look at the Leaf game anymore, and you can't rest your laurels on the 7-1 win over New Jersey, because you got a tough you have a tough task coming up. It's not just heading out west. It's the quick transition coming back. The teams in which you're playing when you return. So I mean, your month of December. You know, is pretty loaded and hot until you get your Christmas break. I mean, let's be honest. You're looking at this schedule. You don't get any breathing room until December 23rd after the game, because Ottawa's not going to be easy at the end of that stretch run. I don't care what their standings say.
Well, I'll say this, that it's never easy going out to the West Coast. It's never easy going out to play Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton. That was always a difficult road trip for anybody that goes out there. The good thing for the Sabres right now is you have Calgary and Vancouver that are very, very much like the Sabres. They've had really good spurts this year, but they've had some spurts where they've struggled, and their point totals are very similar to the Sabres. Calgary Flames are 3-5-2 in their last 10. 3-5-2. Vancouver is 4-5-1. Edmonton is 5-4-1. These are teams that are not red hot right now. They're teams that are sitting ducks. If the Sabres play a great brand of hockey, then they can come out and do very well on this road trip.
I think playing...
But every game is going to be very, very difficult.
Well, you talk about overachieving. Look at some of the teams out in the West. We never really talk about the West. You know, I mean, you have Edmonton. Nobody. Do you remember at the start of the year? Guilty as charged, ladies and gentlemen, for not having a mind of my own and being able to think for myself. But I remember when people and were tweeting about the Edmonton Oilers roster and how laughable it was. And man, I jumped on
this
board.
This is where I just don't know hockey. I really don't know hockey.
I jumped on board, and I looked at the lineup, and I'm thinking, okay, well, they have a couple guys. You know, I like Chiasson that they re-signed. I like, you know, he had 22 goals last year. These guys are invisible. They're not even there. They're not even doing anything. Yep. They've got guys other than – they have players performing, but you have McDavid and Draisaitl that are driving that ship. I don't know how long that can last. But you also have Vancouver, who they're starting to come back to planet Earth a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're still playing a little better than people think. And I feel like Calgary is kind of your sleeper, like Tampa Bay last year, where they were top of their division, one of the best teams in the conference, and now just getting off to a slow start. But they worry me, especially with the changeover in coaching. I mean, who knows where that team can turn?
That can spark a team. They're on a two-game winning streak right now. They've got Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan and Elias Lindholm and Tkachuk. And, I mean, they have a very, very strong elite top-end group. Their defense have always been very strong, led by Giordano and TJ Brody.
I'm losing that bet on Giordano I had with you guys about maintaining his season from last year, but carry on.
He had a world-class year last year, but really
see,
not
Marty,
sustainable.
I remember things I say that are stupid. I remember saying that. You guys actually tore into me pretty good on that one.
Well,
and rightfully so, I guess now.
You have to look at it through his career. You know, and he blew his career averages completely out of the water. It's not sustainable at the age of 35. That being said, you know, this is a strong team that you can't take lightly, but they're certainly beatable because I think that they're fragile. I don't think that they have found, and I'm talking about the Flames, Calgary Flames, I don't think that they've found their identity. I don't think that they know what they're capable of. I think they're fragile. If Johnny Gaudreau doesn't have a point after the first period, he's going to get frustrated and he's going to cheat offensively. Cheating offensively means that you're going to make mistakes defensively, and that's where I think the Sabres can capitalize. I feel very confident with the Sabres lineup right now in the way that they've played. They have a good group of pairings right now for lines and defense pairings, playing seven, and our goaltenders have played well. I feel confident going out to the West road trip, but it's always been very difficult.
I said that Taylor Hall was the Stamkos or the Tavares of free agency this year, but Nicholas Backstrom's a UFA. Did you hear who his new agent is?
Yes, I did.
I'll tell you, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody's going to want him.
Nicholas Backstrom's new agent. And how hard could that contract negotiation be? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break here. Who is his new agent? Have to figure that one out. Instigators coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is The Instigators.
All right, welcome back. Let's go around the NHL. So, Mark Borowiecki. Borowiecki, you know him?
Yep.
Ottawa Senators.
Tough as nails.
Did you hear what he did yesterday?
I did.
Is this not every guy's dream moment to just absolutely with good reason to go and clothesline somebody off a bike?
Yeah.
So, he stopped a robbery by clotheslining the thief off of a bike. I mean,
in Vancouver. So Ottawa's in Vancouver right now. He went out for a little stroll and witnessed a robbery right in front of him.
It's a new name for it, a robbie.
Yeah. Robert got on his bike with all the loot, tried to wheel away, and old Borby gave him a clothesline.
You wonder if he like if he had that set up.
Honestly.
So like he's out west, he's like, hey, listen, so here's what's gonna happen. You pay some people to look to fake a robbery and make him look like a hero.
Only you would think about
press.
That.
What?
Only you would
think about
that.
Well, that's because that's what you suggested that one day. You're like, we should get somebody to do that and we look like absolute legends. And I said, Riff, that's fake glory.
I don't understand what you just said.
Okay. Anyway, I think it's pretty cool that he did that. And it must have been
the guy got away on the bike. The guy got away. Borowiecki let him go, but he did call the police, and he did end up getting back all of the stolen stuff.
So hats off to
the sheriff.
The sheriff, Borowiecki. Nicholas Backstrom has confirmed that he is going to negotiate his new contract. So when you said that he's UFA, or I said that he's a UFA and he's getting a new agent, he's going to do it himself. I mean, how hard can this contract really be?
I think at this point in time and the, you know, his career and what he's done, I think that this contract is most likely going to be his last contract. And I think that he feels that he has the proper relationship to be able to do this, cordially with the, ownership and GM of Washington.
And he said that. He said he's been here long enough and has seen so much that he wanted to do it himself. And he said, I wanted to do it myself. I feel like I have a good enough relationship with this organization that we can be honest and talk. So we'll get to see. I mean, I think it's interesting because
you got to understand, he's 32 years old.
Yeah. He's made a ton of money.
He's made a ton of money. He just turned 32 November 23rd. He was the fourth overall draft pick, first round in 2006. He has had a fantastic career. There's no question about that. Sitting right now with 18 points in 23 games. Now, I would say that that's a little under maybe his standard. That being said, he's going to be a 65, 75-point player, I believe, for the next couple years. It'll be interesting. I don't think that he's going to sign the big long-term contract. I would imagine he would probably stay within a 3-4-year deal, absolutely tops. And, you know, the market is somewhat set for him. I don't think that he's looking to test unrestricted free agency and see how much he can get. He's already made $75 million in his career. I think that he's pretty happy in Washington. I think he likes the team. I think the team has a really good mixture of younger players and older guys that are still at the highest level. This is a good spot for him to be in. And I don't think, this is just my feeling, he's making $6.7 million right now. I do not believe that he's going to try and break the bank.
On a 10-year deal. He's been on a 10-year deal.
Is that what his deal is?
Well, it was back, remember when...
that was way before...
Kane and Taves, they had huge deals. And
he's coming off a 10-year deal.
I know. He signed that in 2010-11. I know. Isn't that scary?
$67 million he's coming off of. So I could see him probably, if he averaged 6.7 at the time, I could see him somewhere in between $7 and $8 million on a new contract.
You don't think he would take a serious discount? Should he? Does he have to? Is this, I mean, he's 33.
I mean, he's 32. He just turned 32.
Okay, he'll be 33 next year. But they don't have a ton of cap space. They don't have a lot of money. You know, they don't have money coming off the books.
I could see him signing for a 3-4 year deal, $7 million. Okay. I don't think that he's looking to completely break the bank. I think he's done very well for himself up to this point. He's gonna end his career. He's gonna have made $100 million. I mean, that's a lot of money put yourself in a position where you're on a team that can continuously win the Stanley Cup for the next couple years. And I believe that the Washington Capitals can do that. Be a piece to the puzzle. Don't go out and try and, you know, break the bank.
One thing we didn't talk about when we talked about Taylor Hall was his comment last night. Did you hear what he said?
No.
It's okay if you didn't. Better raw reaction anyway. I'm running out of things to say as to why we're playing like that. Let me translate that. Get me the hell out of here. I just caught that now. I didn't realize even when we were talking about that 10 minutes ago or 20
Listen,
minutes ago.
Listen, it's been a long – we don't want to start doing the Taylor Hall thing again, but it's been a long road, a long ride. They have not played well. They've underachieved. The team is – the team had a lot of players that were brought in to make the team better. PK Subban was a big addition for them this year. They're paying him a lot of money, $9 million a year. I think there's some frustration in amongst that organization. And you can see that Taylor Hall has been talking about this for I don't know how long. And he doesn't have the answers. He doesn't know what to say anymore. It's been going on for so long. But this is not a good situation for the New Jersey Devils, because when you have a player like this that has to make the biggest decision of his life and he's not playing and the team's not playing well, it's not a good thing for the Devils.
Do you want to know what I heard? Like one of the, I guess, teams that was a – and I read this. I can't remember where I read it, but I saw a list of teams that could be suitors for Taylor Hall. What would you do if I told you that Edmonton was one of those teams? I saw that, and I'm just thinking, like, why? How is that even possible? But
because they need help, and what I mean by help, they need high end players that can be a player that can help out McDavid, Draisaitl drive the ship forward. Do I think that he would go back to Edmonton? Not in a million years.
No, you don't think so.
No, I don't think he would.
It's going to be interesting.
I think that's
going to be very, very interesting.
That ship has sailed.
What about? Let me ask you realistically. Do you think
there's a team in my mind that I believe?
Colorado?
That, yes, I believe that Colorado has the cap space right now, and I mean it looks like a suitor. Like Colorado Avalanche is no joke. They are a very good hockey team with some star-studded talent. They're strong in all areas.
What is the trade? What are you going to get? Because are we going to assume that Taylor Hall is a rental player, or is he going? Like, I mean, a team like Colorado, if you're going to trade for a player like that, everybody would assume that they'd sign him based on the cap space. And the players that they have locked up long-term, they have some other guys that are going to need to sign some RFAs and whatnot. You know, depending on, you know, what they do with their defense. But what is the trade? Like, if you heard the Sabres were in on a deal for Taylor Hall, like, again, we love hypotheticals. Let's just throw it out there. The Sabres are in on a deal for Taylor Hall. You don't know one piece of the conversation, but you know that pieces have been offered. What's been offered? Like what is New Jersey going to realistically get for a guy that is basically sounds like he's begging to get out of there?
A lot. I hate to say it, but it's going to be a lot.
He's a UFA.
Doesn't matter. He's still going to garner a lot of payback.
And are you making the deal
player
without a re-sign?
No way.
Already
well,
negotiated.
Listen. I mean, it depends on what I have to give up. If I'm looking for a rental, I'm not giving up nearly as much. I might pay more if I know that I'm going to be able to sign Taylor Hall to a long-term contract.
Okay, so knowing that
now
the Sabres
have justifiable.
All three, the next 3 years, they have all of their firsts and all of their seconds. Okay?
Yep.
So there's your starting point.
Yep.
Right? There's your starting point. Now you have to get into personnel.
Well, we had two first-rounders last year that we drafted. I would think that Dylan Cousins, for me, is an absolute untouchable.
Yes,
I think he is going to be an absolute gem in this league moving forward. Johnson is a prospect player that is going to be a very good hockey player. Right now, we seem to have an abundance of defensemen in our organization, so he might be a piece to that. I mean,
well, Ken Danico yesterday said they need defense.
Yes, but they need a defense now, not a player that's possibly 2 to 3 years out.
So you're thinking a defenseman.
You're probably looking at a first round draft pick without question. You're looking at a prospect, a high end prospect, and you're probably looking at possibly a roster player.
One player I could see them want. By the way, Curtis Lazar was sent back to Rochester. A little side note there for the Sabres. Heard so many confusing things, ways to pronounce his name. Mataj Pekar from Barrie, the fourth rounder.
Yes. Yes. Most definitely.
I'd be worried that a team might want him. I mean, I know he's played 22 games this year. He's 27.
Well, listen,
wins.
I mean, the Sabres have done
he's like an
exceptionally good job
forward.
at picking and developing their players. Matthias Samuelsson, who is a big 6'5" defenseman that's playing Division I hockey for
Western Michigan.
He was a former second round draft pick, is a second round draft pick for the Sabres. Like he is a guy that is really coming along, developing himself in the D1 college. I mean, there's a lot of very, very promising prospects that the Sabres have moving forward. And, you know, we have pieces. If Jason Botterill deems Taylor Hall the player that he wants to go after, we are a team that has the ability to put a package together for Taylor Hall. There's no question about it.
The magic would have to be worked with the salary cap.
Magic would have to be worked with the salary cap. But you look at our salary cap next year, we have open money. Now, granted, we still have to sign
Samson Reinhart. Connor Sheary's up. Jimmy Vesey's up. Erod's back to an RFA. Zemgus is a UFA. Larson's a UFA.
Okay.
I think Larson's back.
You just named six or seven guys, and for me, there's only one guy that truly needs to be signed.
Sam.
That's it. The other ones are replaceable. You can't replace Sam Reinhart. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other ones are replaceable. Sam Reinhart's not replaceable. He's moved in to...
Wouldn't you think that Sam's name would be brought up in a deal of that magnitude? I mean, you'd get a guy that would be probably... I don't want to say a lot less, but I think a few million less than probably what Taylor Hall would be looking for, or maybe, because what's Sam going to get? $6-7 million?
Yeah.
I don't like
the idea of even of going there. I've always been open to discuss all those type of things, but Sam right now, to me, is part of this solution.
Okay, that's...
And that's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of pieces that I think that we have in this organization, in our younger players that are going to be desirable players, but Sam Reinhart is certainly not one of them. He's the piece of the solution moving forward, as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's going to be fascinating to see what the Devils get for Taylor Hall. I mean, just player of this magnitude, the circumstance, I think, is what makes it most interesting. We'll be right back here on the Instigators, Andrew and Craig, and we will do our buy-sell trade to wrap up the show. And Henry Jokiharju, more time on the power play or... continue time in the power play. Find out what we think after the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
All right, time now for Buy, Sell, Trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. Buy, sell, trade. Riff, Henry Yokiharju should continue to get power play time. This is a quick buy for me. But what do you do when Dahlin comes back? You know, I mean.
The answer for this question for me is sell. We have, as of right now, Rasmus Dahlin is our power play specialist moving forward. There's no question about it. We also have on our other unit a mixture of Rasmus Ristolainen, a Montour, Colin Miller. We have guys that have the ability to play power play. Will Yokiharju be playing power play in the future? Most definitely. But right now, there's nothing wrong with bringing him along slow. And I just love where he is going in his development. And he had an opportunity last night to get a little power play time and took advantage of it. Just, I think right now, I would have to sell this.
All right. But for the time being, wouldn't you think that he would continue to be on it? Yes, no? Didn't he play like 2 minutes on the power play last night?
Listen, there's nothing wrong with giving a young player opportunity. And you know what? He's a skilled player. He moves the puck well. He's got offensive instincts. There's no question about it. I just think that there's guys in our lineup right now that that certainly, you know, guys like Ristolainen has been a power play guy for years. He's on our second unit. He's not running our first unit. He's running our second unit.
You got a minute last night.
Montour is a power play specialist. I mean, he needs to be given opportunity and time for him to flourish in his game. And Colin Miller has a big shot.
Did you see Montour's power play time last night?
I didn't.
Zero.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And he only played 14 and a half minutes. So he's that's one that is certainly eyebrow raising.
And he picks up a goal and an assist in the game, too. No, he didn't. That was an assist and a plus one. Or plus two, actually.
No.
So you don't need all the ice time to get points, eh? It's not all about points, eh?
Less is more.
Hey, everyone thinks, get points. That's the answer. Block shots, too, eh? That's it for today. Tomorrow, Jeremy Roenick. What else we got going on this week? Elliot Friedman on Thursday. Matt Barnaby committed. We'll let you know tomorrow when he's going to come on. One Bills Live next with Murph and Tasker. The 9-3 Bills are roaring. And the guys are ready to rock and roll as they roll into the door here and they're kicking us out. See you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.